Okay, so we need a motion to authorize a mailing ballot. And that's what we'll do.
Julie, I move that we do the single transferable vote process by for the bylaws by email.
By email, and we've done this before. We'll see if Terry Goodman is available.
The question, information, Chair, question.
Yeah.
So from what I understand,
hold on, somebody has to mute themselves. Somebody has to
mute
your one.
Andrea, mute yourself.
Okay.
So from what I understand, the affiliate directors,
we have a motion on the floor. The motion needs a second.
Lyndon, I second.
Okay. Are there any objections to this motion? Okay. Then,
Lark requests personal privilege.
Julie, do you want to add a deadline for the ballot to that motion?
Oh, sure. Let's make the deadline.
You could be generous because we don't actually, as Lydia said, we don't have to seat the affiliate directors till the meeting in late January. So
the new board is seated, Chair. That's what I was going to say.
Right.
What if the deadline for voting were, say, January 7th, which is the Friday after the first week, in the first week of January?
Does anybody object to that?
I have an amendment. I don't object, but I do have an amendment.
Okay, so, hold on. I just want to make sure. Nobody objects to this.
I do. I have an amendment.
Yeah,
and if that's what it takes, then I would object.
Okay. And what is your objection?
My objection is
your amendment, rather?
My amendment is that we simply follow the bylaws and that we see the new directors the same time that the new PMB is seated, which is middle of January.
We're all agreed that that's what's going to happen. That's got nothing to do with this.
So what is Julie saying? Julie, maybe I'm not getting it.
We conclude the voting, the STV voting, by January 7th.
Okay, I get it now.
And then that would leave enough time for the affiliate directors to be seated with the other elected
directors. Thank you, Julie. I'll stand down. Thank you.
Okay, so if there's no objections, then let's move on. I do want to thank the two candidates for the affiliate directorship.
Thank you.
For staying with us. Mr. Cohen, you may go leave the meeting at this point.
Okay.
Heather is currently still a member of the board, so she's going to stay on.
Well, am I muted? Oh, no, I'm not. Thank you, and onward and upward.
Yeah, and thank you, Ursula.
I guess I wanted to thank Bert as well. Thank you, Bert. This is Heather.
Hi, Heather. Nice to see you, actually, after all this communication.
Right, right.
And other people, too. Thank you. Good bunch.
Alex, can I make a quick comment before I leave?
Go ahead.
You know, there was some discussion about the lack of unity and the desire to find common ground. And I just would like to, we staff people don't really meet with the board anymore. So I just want to take a quick moment to just put on the table to remind you that I assume that all of you do want an affiliate program to be part of Pacifica. I'm going to go under that assumption because the foundation certainly benefits from it a great deal. And this is common ground that you have. The affiliate program is not a given. It is very, very, very hard work, and it really, really requires your support. We require you to support our protocols, the integrity of our operations, and without that, we cannot survive. The affiliate program cannot survive without your support.
You're here.
To your staff. So we are your staff. We need your support. That is common ground that you have, and I would just, like to remind you that that is part of what's happening here. And we really need that. Anyway, thank you. And
thank you, Ursula, and we appreciate all the hard work you are doing for the Abilities Program. Okay. Okay.
Well, Chair,
I think we need to go on to the next item on the agenda.
Chair, Dwayne has requested a point of personal privilege for quite some time.
Okay. Mr. Lark, you have a point of personal privilege?
Yes, I do. Given the descriptions of certain persons' behavior, let me be clear. There's a difference between anger and frustration and the allusion to the fact that we've had a consistent play of power on this board in the last 2 years. And I don't think it's escaped anyone that even with our leadership on this board, all white, and now we have only two white candidates, and there was a third candidate that has been of color that was not allowed. You hear frustration.
This is not a point of personal.
You hear anger from this. I just want to make that very clear.
Okay.
Somebody's got to speak up for the people.
Okay. Mr. Lark, thank you for your contribution. We now move on to the next point on the agenda, and that's discussion and vote on the proposed bylaws amendments. Does somebody want to volunteer to lead this part of the discussion? My voice is kind of giving out. Anybody?
Well, Chair, I'd be happy to report on the outcome of the vote at WPFW for the board.
Well, we could do that. We could do that first, but we actually have to consider the bylaws amendments as a national board. The requirement to pass these bylaws amendments is that it has to get a majority of the votes of the delegates of three of the five stations, plus a majority of the directors of the Pacifica National Board. I understand that there have been votes at four of the five stations. We've yet to hear from KPFA, I believe. But there has not yet been a vote on the national board, and that's what we're going to do tonight. But be my guest to report on the WPFW vote.
Mr. Chair, point of information, sir.
Sure.
The
Ron?
Listen, the stations that approved it, do we have enough stations to move the bylaws forward? Did enough stations vote affirmatively?
Not yet, but KPFA has not voted yet.
Okay. So I know PFW, we did our part, and I'm not sure about the other stations, but how can we, if they haven't had their vote, how can we proceed?
The PNB could, there's no necessary order. The PNB can vote before the delegates vote, it can vote after, it can vote somewhere in the middle. It doesn't make a difference as long as the votes are taken during the period when you're supposed to vote on it, which is 30 days plus after the notice period. And it has to be within the same calendar year. So there is a deadline looming, and that's December 31st. If three stations have not approved it by December 31st and or the Pacifica National Board has not approved it by December 31st, then the amendments or some combination of the amendments die. That's what happens. So there was a vote at WBAI. All four of the bylaws amendments were approved at WBAI. I believe the vote was all four were also approved at WPFW, but I don't recall exactly what the votes were. The amendments were not voted on at KPFK. The delegates made a decision not to vote on the amendments, and the amendments were voted on at KPFT, and they did not, none of the amendments were approved. So.
Okay, so right now we only have two stations with bona fide approval.
That's correct.
Okay, so until we get that third station, you know, things are kind of mute, you know, about giving our report.
Well, the national board could vote now.
I'm saying this in the interest of time. Because it's
up to the body. We did schedule this meeting. This was a special item we scheduled for this meeting to vote on the bylaws amendment. If the body decides that it doesn't want to do that, it's perfectly proper for it not to do that.
Well, one more last point. The representatives from those stations that have not taken a vote how can those delegates vote ahead of their LSBs?
They can. There's no necessary order. The PNB can vote before the delegates. The delegates can vote before the PNB. It doesn't make a difference.
Oh, this man.
Chair, can I be recognized? I've had my hand up for quite some time now.
Yeah, okay. I was just trying to clarify Ron's questions. Go ahead, Lawrence.
So let me just provide you the reason why the KPFK LSB did not wish to move forward on voting for the bylaws. And part of that was the motion was exactly because of faulty notice that on-air requirements were not adhered to in regards to announcing that there will be a bylaws vote. So I would move that we table this or postpone it, because of the 14 notice and that we do not consider voting on these.
This is Lydia.
Lydia?
Yeah, I'm like very confused. But routinely, and what we used to do before is the PNB would vote first for it. But we changed that, as I believe, in terms of a bylaws amendment.
Right.
And we're already in December. I do not advise having more meetings to consider this. So I don't think that postponing is a good idea. I already think, you know, one of them is already contradicts another part of the bylaws, so that can probably be easily dispensed with.
Yeah, that's correct. One of the amendments is kind of moot because it would require a referendum, and we don't have time. We don't have time to do a referendum, and nobody wants a referendum anyway.
Yeah, I think that we can move swiftly with this. Not rush through it, but I mean, I don't think it'll be elaborate debates on them. So I strongly recommend that we move forward and not postpone.
I agree. Lawrence, you still want to make your motion?
Yeah, I do want to make my motion. I want to amend it. I don't want to postpone. My motion is to not vote on these bylaws because as my station voted, because of the faulty notice. Excuse me, Chair. I have the floor.
Hold on. You're saying faulty notice as if that's a given fact. That's something to be determined.
Okay, I tell you, I listened to my station. I did not hear any cards, notifying the membership that there was going to be, a vote, bylaw amendments, that there will be a vote on bylaw amendments. So I would move, and I would seek a second. I will move that we do not consider voting on these bylaws because of the concerns I outlined.
Okay. Is there a second to this motion? Okay. There's no second. Okay. We have a second.
Question regarding the motion.
Go ahead.
Motioner.
Yeah, go ahead, Ron.
Lawrence, are you going to attach a date to this as to when that could happen, when that vote should happen, or how long you want to table this or postpone this?
No, I'm not postponing. I'm asking for you to consider not voting on them at all. In other words,
until when?
Mr. Reyes, may I interrupt you just for a minute? This is John Tatum.
Sure, Mr. Tucker.
What you're saying is exactly identical to postpone. If you don't give a date to postpone, it automatically comes up at the next meeting.
Okay, I'll give a date to postpone. The date that I will give to postpone is when the next LSP delegate elections are going to be held next year.
No, this is not serious.
Oh, I'm serious.
That's not a serious motion.
You may not think it's serious, and
that's not a serious motion.
That's your right to think that, but that's I'm serious.
Okay. So you want to postpone the vote on the bylaws amendments until sometime in November of 2022? Is that what you're saying?
When the next delegate elections are held, this way the membership could be informed better.
But the amendments will be dead on December 31st, so that the motion makes no sense. It's self-contradictory.
Okay, yeah. So until December 31st then.
So you want to have a special meeting New Year's Eve to consider these amendments?
No, strike that. I take that back. I would say January 7th.
Well,
when the affiliate directors are
born, okay, again, the amendments will be dead then, so the motion makes no sense.
Here, may I be recognized?
Yes, please. Yeah.
Yeah. So it seems to me that we have two simple options. One is that we vote on these tonight, and then we don't have to have another meeting again in December, and it plays out the way it plays out at KPFK and KPFA, and we see what happens, right? The other option is that we do not vote tonight on these amendments, but we're effectively ending these amendments, the consideration of these amendments in 2021, and we'll have to start from scratch if we propose such amendments in 2022, but it would be a whole new process. So those are the only two options we have.
I think that's correct, Julie. Yeah.
That is correct.
Thank you, Julie. Thank you.
Do you want to vote on each of these options? Those are the options. Those are the realistic options. So
you can only do one at a time.
Okay. So let's take a vote on, shall we vote on these? We already passed the motion that we were going to vote on them tonight. So really, if you want to vote on anything, you have to vote to overturn or amend the motion we previously passed to vote on the bylaws amendments. Isn't that correct, Mr. Tatum?
No, the motion is postponed. Either you vote tonight or you postpone to a time certain before December the 31st.
Well, okay, I don't think we need to vote on voting tonight because we had already passed a motion at the previous PNB meeting that we will be voting tonight. So I don't see why we need to vote again to do that.
No, that's not what I was saying. I was saying it is true that you passed a motion to vote on them tonight. However, when they come up on the floor to vote, then someone can postpone.
Okay. So let's bring the amendments to the floor. And whatever happens, happens. All right. Is that? I think that's the way to proceed. Whew. Okay. Let me get my amendments handy. If anybody wants to volunteer to read the amendments, that would be very nice. But
don't forget to start out with: are there any objections? Don't forget.
Are there any objections to doing this way?
Any objections to voting on them tonight?
Okay. Are there any objections to voting on the amendments tonight?
Call from Jay.
Okay. Hearing no objections, then we're going to vote. Oh boy, I got really messed up here. Hold on.
Alex, I found my little listing of the amendments. Would you like me to start reading them?
I would love if you did that. Please.
Okay. Okay, so the First Amendment is the one that increases terms of directors, and there's two components to it. Both are in Article 5, Section 2. No, one's in Article 5, Section 2, and the other's in Article 5, Section 3. Okay, so I'm going to read the Article 5, Section 2, the new term blurb that replaces completely the old one. The term of a station director shall be 2 years or until said station director is termed out as a delegate, whichever comes first. A station director may serve no more than 6 consecutive years. A station director shall not be eligible for further service as a director until 1 year has elapsed after the termination of a director's 6th consecutive year on the PNB. This section goes into effect with the seating of the Board of Directors for 2022 and does not affect the terms of station directors who were elected prior to January 2022. Okay, that's the first part. The second part adds... Well, how about if I just read, it's easier if I just...
Just read the new language.
I'll read the new language.
Otherwise, we'll be here all night.
Yeah, exactly. I'll read the new language that's just the part that's affected in Section 3, which is Part B, Election. The delegates for each radio station shall meet annually in early January to elect up to 4 directors to represent that radio station on the board. The number of directors elected in January is determined by the number of vacancies of station directors due to the expiration of a 3-year term, the completion of a 6th consecutive year on the board of directors, a resignation, or other cause for vacancy. The delegates of both classes of members voting together shall elect up to 3 listener-sponsored delegates using the single transferable voting method. If more than one listener director position is vacant, or the instant runoff voting method if only one listener director position is vacant, and shall elect one staff director if that position is vacant using the instant runoff voting method to represent that radio station on the board. The staff director must be a staff delegate. The listener-sponsored directors must be listener-sponsored delegates. That's that.
Let me just comment.
Into the staff.
This is one amendment that does require a referendum because another section of our bylaws specifies that an extension of the term of directors requires a membership referendum. So this one is, this amendment is basically moot. It cannot actually pass by the end of the year. But that doesn't mean you can't vote on it. You can vote on it if you want to.
This is Lydia.
Yes, Lydia.
So California Corporations Code gives you 6 years. I've never understood this 5-year thing. I think, personally, I could be wrong, that it was a leftover from when we had when we first approved the bylaws, and then there was a requirement of serving on the LSB for a year. There is still that requirement. And so they deducted that 1 year from the 6. But you are allowed to serve 6 years. I don't know why we've made it complicated. So I'm only speaking to the first part. And so for those who don't recall that we had a writ of mandate hearing coming up in court in January 19th, I believe it is.
Mm-hmm.
And if that fails, if the court does not grant us that writ of mandate, we are going to have a membership vote for the Articles of Incorporation. And at that point, I would simply change, instead of going through all this elaborate language, I would simply change the existing language as it is right now and simply add 6 consecutive 1-year terms in keeping with California Corporations Code. I don't think it's necessary to go through that other stuff on the first part. That's all. It requires one word change. The simpler we make the bylaws, the problem right now is that they're very contrary to standard nonprofit bylaws, which are usually very simple. It's a skeleton. What is more, which is more elaborate is usually your policies, not the bylaws, but nevertheless. And then I won't comment on the second portion of it. I understand the intent, but that gets more, a more complicated, discussion.
Okay. Does anybody have any questions or discussion about this amendment?
This is Lyndon. I had asked for the stack before Lydia jumped in.
Yeah.
I was going to ask Julie in the second part that she read. I was expecting to hear 2 years, but I think she said 3 years. But if this is all moot, then it doesn't really matter. Yeah. So
it is 2 years. That's what the amendment says.
Okay, but if it's moot, I don't care. So.
Yeah, I apologize for misspeaking.
Okay.
Okay. Shall we go to a vote then? Marion, could you take the roll? Yes, if you support this amendment. No, if you don't.
Are there any objections?
Are there any objections? True.
Hearing none.
Well, I object if this is moot. I mean, if it's against the if it has to go to a referendum, then yes, I object.
Well, the referendum won't happen, Lyndon. Doesn't matter. Because this all has to be wrapped up before December 31st. And there's no time.
Right. I understand that. But shouldn't this be the other way around where we,
Mr. Chair, this is Lydia.
Lydia.
And I agree. I think you need to be on record that the board is unwilling to vote against its own bylaws requirement.
It's not voting against its own bylaws requirement. Theoretically, a referendum is still possible. Practically speaking, it's not.
Chair, this is Prince. I would object.
Okay. I mean, I can go either way on this. Whatever the board wants to do is fine.
Just do something.
Let's just go to a vote.
Okay. Now this is on one of the four, proposals, and this is to extend the term of directors as I understand it.
Right.
Just so we all know. Okay. Chris Corey.
Abstain.
Abstains.
You didn't say the time for the directors. How many years?
Two. Extend the term from 1 year to 2 years, Ralph.
Okay, Vanessa Dixon-Briggs.
Yes.
Votes yes. Lyndon Foley.
Abstain.
Abstains. Heather Gray.
Yes.
Votes yes. Julie Hewitt.
Yes.
Votes yes. Sabrina Jacobs.
Abstain.
Abstains. Wally James.
Abstain.
Abstains. Duane Lark. Duane? Okay, I will continue.
He's trying to shake first.
Excuse me?
Somebody should mute themselves.
Ali Lexa?
Sure, why not?
You want to translate that?
Put me down for a yes.
Okay. Votes yes. Thomas O'Rourke?
Yes.
Votes yes. Lydia Ponce?
Abstain.
Abstains. Ron Pinchback?
Abstain.
Abstains. Whoops. Let's see. Ralph Pointer. Ralph?
Yes.
Votes yes. Sandra Rawline.
I abstain. Thank you.
Abstains. Lawrence Reyes.
No.
Votes no. Sean Rhodes.
Nope.
Votes no. James Sagerton.
Yes.
Votes yes. Andrea Turner.
No.
Abstains. Gotcha. Abstains. Beth von Gunzen.
Yes.
Votes yes. Tom Voorhees.
Tom votes yes.
Votes yes. Okay, we have, let's see, I have not heard from Dwayne Lark. Dwayne
votes no.
Votes no.
I'd like to change my abstention to a no. This is Lydia.
Lydia,
yep.
Let me see, where are you here? I had you as abstaining, so now we go to no.
Well, Ralph here, I'd like to change mine to a no also.
Any others? Do I hear any more bids?
Sure, okay. This is Lyndon. I'll change mine to yes.
You guys. Okay, hang on. Lyndon Foley, your abstention gets moved to a yes. Okay, are we settled here? Is the bidding over? We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 yes votes. We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 no votes. And Tom, could you lower the volume a little? It's echoing. Alex, how do you choose to vote?
Yes.
Alex votes yes. So we have 10 yes votes and 5 no votes. So this motion carries.
Okay. It's past 10:30 and we're at time certain. So we cannot continue with the open meeting unless somebody asks for an extension. And I want to let you know that if we don't get to the closed session tonight, we're going to have a continuation meeting tomorrow evening.
Vanessa moves to extend.
So that's going to be the choice. We have to have the closed session.
I second Vanessa's motion.
Mr. Chair, this is Lydia.
Yes, Lydia.
Doesn't the board have to vote on any additional meetings?
Yes, of course they do.
You can recommend, yes. Thank you.
Yeah, but you wouldn't have believed that the way you said it.
Well, I think the board will vote to have the continuing. Well, okay, we'll see. Okay, so 10-minute extension. Are there any objections? Okay, let's go. Julie, can you speed things up a bit, if possible?
Yes. I read the longest one first. So okay. The second one is proposal to compensate Pacifica for financial damages caused by irresponsible and frivolous lawsuits. Okay, so this adds to Article 3, Section 1, which is about members of the foundation, a Section D, which reads, it's a whole new section, compensation for financial damage incurred by members. In the case where members initiate a lawsuit against Pacifica or any members of its board of directors where malfeasance or misfeasance is alleged and the lawsuit is subsequently dismissed by the judicial system as without merit, the plaintiffs in that suit shall be required to pay the full legal costs incurred by Pacifica in defending itself against the suit. That's the amendment.
Okay. I think it's pretty clear. Shall we just go to a vote?
Mr. Chair, this is Lydia. I have a question.
Yes, Lydia.
Yes, was this vetted by our corporate counsel?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Are there any objections?
Are there any objections?
Yes, I object. I'd like to vote.
Okay, let's go to a vote.
Okay. Does this amendment have a number?
It's just the amendment on, let's call it amendment number 2.
Okay. Amendment 2 re-litigation. Okay. Chris Corey.
Abstain.
Abstains. Vanessa Dixon Briggs.
Yes.
Votes yes. Lyndon Foley.
No.
Votes no. Heather Gray?
Yes.
Votes yes. Julie Hewitt?
Yes.
Votes yes. Sabrina Jacobs? Sabrina?
Yeah. Abstain.
Abstains. Wally James?
No.
Votes no. Dwayne Lark?
Pass.
Did I hear a pass?
Pass.
Okay. Alexa?
I'm passing as well.
Passes. Okay, Thomas O'Rourke?
I vote yes.
Votes yes. Lydia Ponce?
No.
Votes no. Ron Pinchback?
Yes.
Votes yes. Ralph Pointer? Ralph? Are you muted? Okay, we'll go on. Sandra Rawline?
I abstain. Thank you.
Abstain. Okay. Lawrence Reyes?
No.
Votes no. Sean Rhodes?
Yes.
Votes yes. James Sagerton?
Yes.
Votes yes. Andrea Turner?
She should recuse herself. And I will recuse myself as well. She is currently involved in one of these lawsuits, and I am one of the people being sued. So I think we should both recuse ourselves from this particular vote.
Agreed. Okay, Beth von Gunten.
Yes.
Votes yes.
Yeah, Ralph, I got my phone open. Yes.
Hang on. Ralph Pointer votes yes. Gotcha. Okay. Tom Voorhees.
Tom votes yes.
Votes yes. Okay. Let us go back to Dwayne Lark. You passed.
Dwayne votes no.
Dwayne votes no. Alexa, you passed.
I'm going to abstain.
Abstain. Okay, let me see. Are we missing any that I have overlooked here? I think we're there. So we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 yes votes. We have, excuse me. Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 no votes. The motion passes.
Okay, next one.
Next one. So this one is to create a mechanism to remove members who do harm to Pacifica. And so this is also in Article 3, Members of the Foundation, Members Defined, Section 1. And this adds a Section C. Removal of members. Any member shall be removed as a member and cease to be extended the rights and privileges of membership upon the occurrence of a disqualifying act. A disqualifying act for membership is defined as one or more of the following actions. One, being a member or an officer of an organization whose purpose is to seize the assets of the Pacifica Foundation or to cause it financial damage. Two, participating in or encouraging acts of violence against any member of Pacifica staff, volunteers, management, or governance. Members who are subjected to removal under this article are entitled to due process. Charges shall be brought before the Pacifica National Board stating the nature of the disqualifying act. The member being charged will be provided with 30 days notice prior to a trial by the Pacifica National Board meeting in closed session. Following the trial, if a majority of the members of the Pacifica National Board determines through a vote that the accused member committed a disqualifying action, that member immediately loses his or her membership. Furthermore, any member so disqualified is barred from applying for membership or participating in any activity related to Pacifica governance for a period of 5 years.
Okay.
Shall we?
Ron?
Chris said the staff.
Yeah, Yeah, the first part of that amendment, it says when listing the acts that would generate removal, it says violence. You know, there's two types of violence. There's verbal violence, then there's physical violence. And I think that that distinction might want to be included, verbal or physical violence, against, another board member or whatever. Right now the way it's written is if somebody punches somebody or something or hits somebody, but, words can be just as, damaging.
Okay.
That should be included.
Yeah. Unfortunately, we cannot amend anything, and we cannot amend a single word of these amendments. They are what they are. If this doesn't pass, you can consider revisiting this area and refining this language in the future.
Is there a reason why we cannot consider that change tonight?
Yes, we're not allowed to, according to the bylaws. We have to vote on the amendments as they were introduced.
Okay.
We don't have that. We don't have any leeway, in other words. Yeah.
Chris, to the stack.
Go ahead, Chris.
Okay. Did it say that there were four disqualifying acts?
No.
Okay. I'm sorry. There was some background noise when the first part of that motion was being read. So there were just two that were identified in this motion. Is that correct?
That's right. And the language right before that says a disqualifying act for membership is defined as one or more of the following actions, point one, point two.
Okay. I heard more as four. My apologies. Thank you.
Any further discussion? All right. So let's go to, are there any objections?
Lawrence objects.
Okay, let's go to a vote.
Okay. Let's see, this is number three. Okay, Chris Corey.
Yes.
Votes yes. Vanessa Dixon Briggs.
Yes.
Votes yes. Lyndon Foley.
Abstain.
Abstains. Heather Gray.
Yes.
Votes yes. Julie Hewitt.
Yes.
Votes yes. Sabrina Jacobs.
Abstain.
Abstain. Excuse me. Okay. Wally James. Excuse
Abstain.
Me. Abstains. Okay. Dwayne Lark. Dwayne?
No.
Votes no. Okay. Ali Lexa.
Pass.
Passes. Okay. Thomas O'Rourke.
Gonna vote no.
Votes no. Lydia Ponce.
No.
Votes no. Ron Pinchback.
Yes.
Votes yes. Ralph Pointer.
No.
Votes no. Okay. Sandra Rowline.
I abstain. Thank you.
Abstains. Okay. Lawrence Reyes.
No.
Votes no. Sean Rhodes.
Yes.
Votes yes. James Sagerton.
Yes.
Votes yes. Is Andrea?
No. I should be able to vote.
Okay, and you vote how?
No.
You vote no. Okay. Beth Van Gunten. Excuse me. Beth?
Yes.
Votes yes. Tom Voorhees.
Tom votes yes.
Okay, we have 1, 2, 3, 4. Oh, wait a minute. Ali Lexa, you passed.
Abstain.
Okay, abstain. Let's do that again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Yes. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, no. Alex, how do you choose to vote?
Yes.
Alex votes yes, so that gives us 10. Okay. And, excuse me while I tangle up my numbers here. 10 yeses and 6 noes, the motion carries.
Okay.
All right. The final one is a change to Article 17 on the amendment of Articles of Incorporation and Bylaws. And it's principally in Section B, voting and approval. Voting and approval. And almost all the change is in Section 1, although there's a little section further on. So first I'll read the paragraph 1 part, and then I'll cover the other part. Okay, paragraph 1. I'm just reading the new paragraph. There shall be a maximum of 2 ballots per calendar year related to the amendment of the Foundation's bylaws. However, in the event that a membership referendum is initiated by a petition of the membership, a minimum period of 5 years must have elapsed from the last voting date most recent previous referendum initiated by membership petition to the date when a petition is filed with the National Secretary. The most recent referendum initiated by a membership petition as of the time of passage of this article, this section of Article 17, Section B, was July 2021. All properly proposed bylaw amendments shall be held until that date, which is 30 days before the earliest of the voting dates of the board and of the delegates as determined by the board, parentheses, the notice date. On the notice date, the proposed amendments to the bylaws shall be posted on the Foundation's website, and the Foundation's radio stations shall broadcast an announcement 3 times a day, twice between 6 a.m. and 11 p.m., and once between 11 p.m. and 6 a.m. for a period of 30 days, the notice period. Regarding the existence of the proposed amendments on the Foundation's website for review and the upcoming vote by the Board of by the board and delegates regarding said amendments. The results of said voting by the board and the delegates on the proposed amendments shall be reported within 15 days of the board and delegates meetings to vote on these amendments. That's all the change in Section 1. And then you scroll down, and in Section 3, there's a paragraph added to the very end of Section 3 that says, in the event that a membership referendum is initiated by a petition of the membership, a minimum period of 5 years must have elapsed from the most recent previous referendum initiated by membership petition. The most recent referendum initiated by a membership petition as of the time of passage of this section of Article 17, Section B, was July 2021. Oh, and I forgot. I kept scrolling. There's a paragraph 6 that is also a brand new paragraph in that same section. And it reads, any bylaw vote which occurs as a result of the petition may not proceed unless the proposers A, agree to waive the right to proceed in court over disputes and agree instead to have all disputes addressed by an arbitrator whose decision shall be final and binding, B, agree that all litigation related to the referendum shall occur in Los Angeles County, C, agree to cease all fundraising in connection with the bylaw proposal on the date that the vote is counted, and D, agree to pay council fees should they unsuccessfully pursue any post-election challenges in court addressed to the results, and agree that a bond shall be posted to secure payment of those possible council fees.
Okay, let me just comment on what this is about. I think the Pacifica Foundation has a right to protect itself from groups within Pacifica who are trying to weaponize some of the procedures for amending the bylaws by forcing us to have an excessive number of referendums every year. And we have just gone through a year in which we had 2 back-to-back referendums. And the other point about this amendment is it would make accountable those people who abuse the referendum process and seek after the referendum is over, seek to file all kinds of legal battles challenging the results of the referendum and so on. I just think we have a right to protect ourselves from this kind of business, and that's why it's there. And yes, this was vetted by our legal counsel, Arthur Schwartz, if that's the next question.
This is Lydia, if I may ask.
Sure, Lydia.
Yeah, but doesn't this also require a vote by the membership to pass this?
I don't believe it does. I don't, there's nothing in the bylaws that would require us to do that, as far as I know.
But it curtails the members' rights to petition.
No, it just it regulates it. That's different. You can have a right to do something, but that doesn't mean we're not in a position to regulate how often you do it.
No, I don't have a problem with that. I think all of our bylaws, as I said before, are too detailed, and that we should have policies. We should have our bylaws, but then we should have policies. We tend to use the bylaws for policy, but I think that because it limits what the membership has been able to do up to this point, that there has to be a membership vote. That's my opinion. Maybe we can have a further discussion with Arthur.
We're at time, Chair.
Okay, but we have precedent for this. We have in the past changed the number of times bylaws amendments can be introduced per calendar year. None of that ever went to a referendum.
No, that's not the same thing. This is membership.
That's the, you know, it's the right of delegates to vote on amendments. It's also membership.
I'm sorry. I just think that we should get a second opinion. I'm sorry. Having been through this.
Well, I'm going by the opinion of our legal counsel. I mean, anybody is free to get a second opinion. I have nothing against that. But right now we have to vote on it. Are there any objections to this amendment?
Yes, Lawrence objects.
Okay, let's go for a vote.
Work myself up here. Let me get this set up. Okay. Amendment 4. Okay. Chris Corey.
Marion, I'm going to pass on this one.
Okay. Pass. Vanessa Dixon Briggs.
Yes.
Votes yes. Lyndon Foley.
No.
Votes no. Heather Gray.
Yes.
Votes yes. Julie Hewitt.
Yes.
Yes. Sabrina Jacobs.
Abstain.
Abstains. Wally James.
No.
Votes no. Dwayne Lark.
No.
Votes no. Holly Lexa.
Abstain.
Abstains. Thomas O'Rourke.
I vote no.
Votes no. Lydia Ponce.
Yes.
Votes yes. Let's try that way. Okay, Ron Pinchback.
Yes.
Votes yes. Ralph Pointer.
No.
Votes no. Sandra Rawline.
I abstain.
Abstains. Lawrence Reyes.
Pass.
Passes. Sean Rhodes.
Yes.
Votes yes. James Sagerton. James, are you muted? We'll come back to him. Must Andrea Turner recuse on this one?
No.
No,
I can vote.
She doesn't have to recuse on this one.
Exactly.
Thank you, and I vote no.
Votes no. Beth Von Gunten.
Yes.
Votes yes. Tom Voorhees.
Tom votes yes.
Votes yes. Okay, let's see who we're missing here. Vanessa, you passed.
I did not pass. Chris Corey passed.
I'm sorry, it was Chris who passed. I'm getting cross-eyed here.
That's okay.
Chris?
For my vote, Madam Secretary?
Yes, please.
I'll vote no.
Votes no.
I'm changing my vote as well, Lydia, for no.
Wait a minute. Lydia Ponce, you're voting no. Okay. Let's see, who else passed?
I passed. Lawrence Reyes votes no. And then I'd like to request the tally of each vote on the four Chair. Amendments.
Chair, the vote's not completed.
Yeah, hang on to your underwear here.
Okay.
James Egerton.
Is that James?
That's, yes, you haven't voted
yet. Thank you. I vote yes. Sorry, I was muted before.
Gotcha. Okay, let's see who we're missing. We've got... Okay, we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 yes votes. We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 no votes. Alex, how do you choose to vote?
I'll vote yes.
Okay. That brings us to 9 yes and 9 no. And what does that do as far as...
It means it's defeated if it doesn't get a majority.
Chair, I'd like to raise a point of order.
What is your point of order?
I need the tally of each amendment.
It's not a point of order. She gave you the tally when she finished.
No, I'm talking about on each I'm talking about on each motion. Because according to Article 15, an affirmative vote is required by 12 members. And I don't think that threshold was reached. So that's my point of order. And if that is the case, all of these amendments fail.
You might be correct. Okay. Yeah, that's
sure is.
Madam Recording Secretary, can you tell us if any of these amendments got 12 votes?
No, as a matter of fact, let's see. There was a ruling on Ms., and I'm afraid I don't know how to say her last name, Juan Gaza. And that
No. The amendments. The amendments.
Just the four amendments. Okay.
No 12 votes.
No, none of them. 10 to 5.
Ms. Turner, please do not... Speak out of turn.
Yeah, so consistently, 10 yes votes, 10 yes votes, 10 yes votes, and 8 yes votes.
Okay, so Mr. Lawrence is correct, all four amendments.
And if I could just further correct myself, it's Article 17, Section 1, Chair.
Okay, we understand. Okay, we are out of time, and we have to go immediately into closed session. However, I did promise Lydia Ponce that we will get to her motion, and if somebody would like to extend for, let's say 5 minutes just to, deal with, Ms. Lydia Ponce's, motion.
So moved, Chair. So moved.
If we can do that quickly.
I second, and a point of information, Chair.
Sure.
My point of information is, given your, or the determination that the third candidate was not eligible in this
intermittent. No, it's not germane to what we're doing now.
But it's a point of information.
Are there any objections to extending for 5 minutes? Okay.
Well, yes, I object.
Okay. Then we have to go to a vote. It takes 2/3.
More than 5 minutes, but.
It'll probably take 5 minutes to do the vote, but okay.
What's the objection?
I'll be glad to share the objection. This is going to take more than 5 minutes. And, you know, that's the bottom line. It's going to take more than 5 minutes. So.
No, okay. we can limit it to 5 minutes if the every, you know,
Mr. Chair, this is Sandra. Are we, voting now?
We're voting. We're voting now. Go ahead. Let's go to a vote.
Thank you.
This is a vote to extend time by 5 minutes.
Yes.
Sorry.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes. Vanessa Dixon Briggs.
Yes.
Votes yes. Lyndon Foley.
Yes.
Votes yes. Heather Gray.
Yes.
Votes yes. Julie Hewitt.
Julie. Yes. Yes.
Sabrina Jacobs.
Yes. Sabrina. Yes.
Did yes. I hear yes?
Yes.
Wally James.
Yes.
Votes yes. Dwayne Lark.
What are we voting on, Madam Secretary?
Extending for 5 minutes.
Yes.
Votes yes. Ali Lexa.
Yes, to hear Lydia Ponce speak.
Yes. Thomas O'Rourke.
Yes.
Votes yes. Lydia Ponce.
Lydia. Yes.
Votes yes. Ron Pinchak.
5 minutes. 5 minutes. Yes.
5 minutes. Ralph Pointer.
Yes.
Votes yes. Sandra Rolline.
Yes.
Votes yes.
Thank you.
Lawrence Reyes.
T.
Votes yes, I believe. Sean Rhodes.
Yes.
Votes yes. James Sagerton.
Yes.
Votes yes. Andrea Turner.
Yes.
Votes yes. Beth Von Gunten. Beth.
Yes.
Votes yes. Tom Voorhees.
Tom votes yes.
Okay, so we have a unanimous vote of yes. Alex, how do you choose to vote?
Yes, okay.
Votes yes.
Okay, Lydia, the floor is yours.
Simply put, I just need to amend the original, go revert, rescind, rewrite, resubmit, just adjust the original motion to read MMIW for the programming, the special programming. Indigenous women have zero, nothing. And we have a special motion by programming. I don't know if it's going to be heard tonight in closed session, but we do address specifically MMBW, Missing Murdered Black Women. And it's not to separate the two. I was always trying to connect the environmental aspect of the desecration of land all around the world, connecting it to our unique lifestyles and culture.
Do you want to read the motion? Again, this is a motion to amend previously adopted motion.
Yes.
I don't have the
vote.
Yeah. Do you want to just read it real quick and then we'll go to a vote?
That's it.
Okay. Let's go to a vote. Are there any objections?
Objections.
Is that an objection? Are there any objections? Okay. Motion passed. No objections.
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay. We need a motion to adjourn. And
move to adjourn, Chris Corey.
I'll second.
Thank you, boy. I'm so proud of you. Thank you so much.
Okay. We'll be convening in 3 minutes. See you on the other side.
Is that a different Zoom, Alex? That's a different Zoom, right?
No, we just cut the stream.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
So I stay here, right? Yeah?
Yeah, just hang on.
Okay.
Here.
All right.
Yes, sir.
Okay.